Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Hey, dare you to wear those parachute pants you still have somewhere to work?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Who's ready for a show?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, very simply, how about a Fresca? You just simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So darned easy. You can also get our podcast on Alexa as well. That's even easier. See, here's what we do. I have a mustache hair that's pointing up my nose, and it's driving me nuts. Anyway, that's not how you get our podcast. Here's what we do. We take our, where are we at? Music, boom, there we go. We take our live show segments, okay? All the show segments, all the interviews, all the bits, the show open, all that kind of stuff. And we repack all those files into a full-length podcast each and every day right after the show. So the podcast drops around noon or so, and it's basically a repeat of everything that we did sans music. Now, if you want to listen to some of the best modern alternative and punk and, I mean, really, really cool stuff, postmodern, just some a neat array of music, new wave. It's all on our feature channel, and that's during the live show. You can hear the songs in between the segments. But if you just want to hear the show, you can listen to it as a podcast. You can find that on Alexa very easily by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And I think she will. You can also get us on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. All you got to do is look for The Mike Show VA. All right, add the VA in there. And you can watch the show on our Facebook Live if you go to at The Mike Show VA. That's our social media, at The Mike Show VA on the Facebook. And you can watch the show segments there. Like us long time. All right, we got a busy, 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 jam-packed show. We've got, Foster's going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We got two Theatre Thursday segments. Desiree is going to be coming in. And we're supposed to be talking with Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats. That all on the way as well, a jam-packed Thursday. Plus, later on today, we are going to be out and about. We're going to be at Three Roads for Happy Hour. It is our mic'd up pop-up concert series at Three Roads in downtown Lynchburg at 1300 Court Street. We've got Carly Rae is going to be joining us on the program later on tonight from 5 to 7 for Happy Hour. So we encourage you to come on out and enjoy a nice tasty beverage and enjoy some tunes and learn the behind the scenes, the behind the music of Carly Rae. That's all on the way. Coming up on the program, of course, we've got your five random facts and stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got the good news as well. And apparently it is National Burrito Day. All right, so we've got We've got some deals and things that we'll talk about. But then, our top list, top signs your way into burritos. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Today's show is brought to you by National Burrito Day. Yep, today is National Burrito Day. Stop it. No, really, stop it. Stop it!
Taco Bell is proud to announce our newest invention, the Quesarito, a burrito wrapped in a quesadilla. And coming soon, try our new burrito quesadilla chicken con carne tortilla enchilada supremo. A steak, chicken, beef, and bean burrito. Inside a quesadilla. Inside a soft shell taco. Inside an enchilada. Topped with sour cream, nacho cheese, and shredded lettuce. All stuffed inside a live chihuahua. And for you early risers, try the new breakfast burrito Huevo Queso Supremo. All your favorite ingredients with maple syrup on top. For a limited time, only at Taco Bell.
The Mike Show. Hungry all of a sudden. Today is National Burrito Day. Wait a minute. I think we have a song for this. Here we go. Let's.
I love burritos.
Yeah, I do. All right, so National Burrito Day. There's a bunch of different specials and things that are out there. I don't have time to run through that because none of these places, with the exception of Berg Burrito, we strongly encourage you to hit up Berg Burrito today because they are actually a sponsor. How about the history of the burrito? Before the development of the modern burrito, the Maya civilization of Mexico used corn tortillas as early as 1500 BC to wrap foods with fillings like chili peppers, tomatoes, mushrooms, squash, and avocados. Historically, the Pueblo peoples of the southwestern U.S. Also made tortillas filled with beans and meat sauce and prepared much like the modern burrito, but these preparations could also be said to be the origin of the simpler taco rather than the modern burrito. The precise origin of the modern burrito is not known, but there is evidence that in Mexico, burrito was just another name, among others, for a taco, a rolled tortilla, whether it was corn or wheat filled with meat or other ingredients. In 1895... burrito was identified as the regional name given in the Mexican state of Guadalajara. How do you pronounce that? Here, let me get a pronunciation on this one because I don't think that's correct. Here, wait, click that and then search, And then how to pronounce. It's our Pronouncify lady.
Guanajuato.
Guanajuato. Okay. Say it again.
Guanajuato.
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 She's annoyed already. So that's where the burrito was identified. This is the regional name given in the Mexican state of that to what is known as a taco in other regions. So anyway, that brings us to our top list, with today being National Burrito Day. And if you already knew that, you can add it to today's list. Top signs you're way too into burritos. All right, here we go. Number one. You saw Jesus in your tortilla, but you still ate it. For your birthday, you asked for sour cream. Top signs. It's our top list today. Top signs you're way too into burritos. Everyone at Chipotle knows you by your name, Lardass. Top signs you're way too into burritos. You named your kids Flour and Corn. The last thing you read on the toilet was War and Peace. You eat at Taco Bell sober. Top signs you're way too into burritos. You're willing to travel to the most dangerous parts of Mexico for one. So, Mexico. Top signs you're way too into burritos. The last time your wife swaddled your newborn, you smeared him with guacamole and took a bite. Ow! I said took a bite. Top signs you're way too into burritos. You're a white person who actually knows what carnitas means. Top signs you're way too into burritos. You have a Tupac Biggie thing going on with a guy who's way too into tacos. And top signs you're way too into burritos. You think National Burrito Day is an actual event and not something we made up for this lame comedy list. Here we go. The Mike Show. What is today? Thursday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. Plus, we've got news and not headline news. We strongly encourage you to check out Berg Burrito. They are one of our sponsors, and they quite frankly, they crank out the best burrito that I've ever eaten. So you can hit them up. Just Google Berg Burrito. They're inside Cafe Redora on Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Hit them up today. Just excellent, excellent, excellent food. I can't say enough. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift is now officially a billionaire. And that sound you hear is some of her ex-boyfriends kicking themselves. Costco has begun offering Ozempic prescriptions. One is included with each purchase of their hot dog combo. Krispy Kreme is offering a limited edition Total Solar Eclipse donut. It celebrates the blocking of the sun with a blocking of your arteries. 40% of U.S. adults have gone 3 days without human interaction. It's so common there's even a word to describe them. Married. And today is National Tell a Lie Day. I'll celebrate like I always do, by watching cable news. This is not Headline News.
No, it's not. It is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us on the program this Thursday edition. There is the new downtown tower cam position. The river.
The river.
Is up a little high today. Hi. Hi there. All right. So, how about this? Billy Big Voice was just mentioning there are folks that go days without human interaction. What about hours? What about, there's a thing that's called speech fasting, where people try to avoid talking until noon, okay? That's totally silent. They're not even whispering, okay? I don't know. That probably wouldn't work for us because, well, we do a mid-morning show. So how would that work? It'd be like, no, couldn't do it. Of course, not everyone can get away with this and keep their job or their partner. Although maybe the people around you would prefer if you shut your pie hole for extended periods of time. Anyway, the idea isn't new. I mean, think about monks, right? But it's going viral now because a European singer has been posting about it on social media. She's a singer, so it makes more sense. She says she's trying to take care of her instrument. I did that once, twice, a lot. Anyway, but there's also some science behind it. One study in 2005 linked prolonged periods of silence with dramatically lowered blood pressure. It can also help to reduce levels of the stress hormone cortisol. And in mice, it's been shown to promote brain growth. Now, wait a minute. Mice talk? I don't know. And if they talk, how do you keep them quiet until noon? I don't quite understand this. How about this one? Someone asked men to name things that they didn't know about women until moving in with them. Okay. So we've got 10 of these. Number 9 is already resonating with me. Some of these things are so funny and so true, but somebody asked men to name the things that they just didn't know about women until they moved in with one. Here are the highlights. Common areas that guests can see must be spotless. I'm gonna hit the dinger or the buzzer for every one of these that applies to she who shall not be named. All right, number 10. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. Common areas guests can see must be spotless. Their personal space that cannot be seen by guests can be an absolute disaster zone, but with tab, nope, it's got to be spotless. Number 9, this resonates with me. Pillows. Pillows everywhere. 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 And not just on the bed, although the bed is a project. Okay, so there are two pillows that we sleep on either side of the bed. Okay, and then there's once the bed is made, there's a great big huge pillow followed by another big pillow, followed by a slightly smaller pillow, and then another pillow, and then two more pillows that flank everything, okay, that we have to remove every night. Their hair gets everywhere. A guy's toe was hurting. This is things that that somebody asked men to name things that they didn't know about women until they moved in with one. The guy's toe was hurting, so he took his shoes off. He found a single hair wrapped around his toe, cutting off the circulation.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, that one. I'll agree with the hair everywhere. And I'll tell you a little story about our household. The drains, bathtub drains, shower drains, sink drains, drains in general. I have to clean them out from time to time, especially the bathtub drain. And the bathtub drain, I swear to God, it looked like a shrunken head. It looked, more specifically, it looked like a shrunken Tabitha head from behind. How long it takes to put on makeup. This is number 7. A guy said he never saw his mom do hers and didn't realize it's a whole thing.
Tab's she's fairly quick about it, though.
That a 5 foot tall, 100-pound woman can take up an entire king size bed. Women have a million black hair ties, but also none. Number 4 on the list. She takes her bra off at the end of the day, the same way I take my belt off, with the force of 1,000 suns and a sigh of relief. Not so dramatic with Tab, but anyway. They never finish their drinks. I find 2 cups of half-drank coffee scattered around the house multiple times a week. It's a big thing of water that she absolutely positively had to have before going to bed, and she took a sip, and then there's another drink, and then there's the leavings of an alcoholic beverage, and there's drinks everywhere. They take showers with boiling water. For Tab, it's the bath. And then, just like cats, they naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house. Quote, I'm honestly unsure if she loves me or just my excess heat. Not so much. All right. It is The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Thursday. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or The Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The temperature on the moon at the Apollo 11 landing site was 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Number two. I would have thought it would have been cold. No, 200 degrees. Number two. Bill Murray agreed to do the voice of Garfield in the movie Garfield because he thought the script was written by Joel Cohen, the guy behind Fargo and The Big Lebowski. It was actually written by Joel Cohen, the guy who wrote Daddy Day Camp and Cheaper by the Dozen. Number three. There are only two animals that tongue kiss: bonobos and humans, and hopefully not each other. Number four. One of the most popular slang terms in the 1800s was "my name is Haynes," which you'd say if you wanted to quickly end a conversation or abruptly leave the room. Now, why and how? Okay. Well, it became an expression, "my name is Haynes," because of Thomas Jefferson. In the early 1800s, sometime around the start of his second term as president, Thomas Jefferson was out riding his horse in the countryside near Monticello. Let's get some music in here. There we go. Now, he happened to bump into a fellow rider who accompanied him on the remainder of his trek. The man he met, however, failed to recognize that his companion was the President of the United States. As the pair continued their journey, talk soon turned to politics, and unaware that he was riding alongside the actual president, the man began a lengthy explanation of everything that was wrong with the current political system. Just everything, literally. I'm not going to read the four or five paragraphs that this man just berated the president about. Eventually, the two arrived back at Jefferson's home, and despite being almost continuously vilified the entire time, Jefferson coolly asked his companion if he'd like to stop a while and join him for a refreshment. He gratefully accepted the invitation, and just as he was about to climb off of his horse, the man finally thought to ask his new friend's name. "Thomas Jefferson," he replied. The man paused for a moment. "My name is Haynes," he answered bluntly, before galloping away as quickly as he could. So that became a thing. If you're going to make a hasty exit, you'd say, "Oh, my name is Haynes," and bounce. I'm going to start using that. Maybe that'll be here. Wait, that should be today's episode name. "My name is Haynes." All right, there we go. Today's episode. And then number five. In 1976, where's the thingy? There it is. In 1976, a book about a lonely librarian in a sexual relationship with a bear won a prestigious writing award in Canada.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Well, close enough. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of... Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Joel Cohen and Joel Cohen. Yeah, two different writers. The guy behind Fargo and The Big Lebowski did not write Garfield. That was the guy who wrote Daddy Day Camp and Cheaper by the Dozen. Sorry, Bill Murray. All right. It's the Mike Show. It's your Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get, we're going to fill your ear holes with sound.
lovingly fill your ear holes with sound. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Starting things off with Foster from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good. This is pre-coffee Foster this morning.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, great. I know. I'm like pretty perky for no caffeine.
Yeah. No, so I had one cup of coffee at the house before I got here, and then I'm working on my second, and that's it. That's nice. It for me. I two, and that's it. I fill up my Yeti with two cups of coffee, and that's it. But I started off the day with one. And so I only have one left in the Yeti there.
Nice.
So yeah, so I'm mid caffeinated Mike at this point.
Perfect.
So you recently had kind of a milestone just happened in your life.
Yes. I graduated from our 6-month leadership class, Leadership Bedford, and I have this coin now to signify the milestone.
Nice.
But it was
Hold it up again.
Yes, it is really cool.
Very mastermind. Cool. Nice.
Because it's a John Maxwell certified class.
Okay.
So I get like a leadership certification at the end. And this coin signifies the whole experience. And it honestly has some weight to it. So it's cool to hold it and think about the 6 months that I kind of spent with a whole like really cool peer group and multiple professional instructors. Just kind of reflecting on myself and learning from others and just moving forward with my personal growth. I know it sounds really silly to like put it like that.
No,
like,
not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, when I talk to people about my leadership class, they would always be like, what is that like? Do you enjoy it? I'm like, yeah, I really enjoy it. But it's kind of tough because you're kind of faced with a lot of hard truths about working. And about you as a person, like your non-negotiables. But it's so helpful at the same time. It was a really great experience. I really enjoyed it.
So you would recommend this for up and coming professionals to take this course?
Yes. I was the youngest person in our class.
Okay.
And we had like we had somebody in every decade and in like a real variety of industries. So we had people that worked for the county in different departments. We had somebody that worked for Virginia Furniture Market, somebody that worked for the school system, the water authority, and me. And one other person that started off working for a nonprofit and ended up switching her role in the midst of the class because the class helped her realize that what she was doing wasn't working for her.
Interesting.
So I know. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It was
so cool being like the youngest person because I felt like I had like the most, like I got the most out of it because I was learning from everybody else, especially when it came to leading through conflict and doing problem solving, because those are things that, I mean, until you start working, you really just don't know.
Yeah.
Like how your reaction will be to certain situations. And my whole class was like amazing. And they learned so much too. One of them started their career literally like 4 days before they started the class.
Wow.
Like a brand new management role in a whole different industry. And by the end of it, our instructor Monique was like, do you guys think that you would be where you are with your job if you had not taken this class? And he was the first person to say, absolutely not. Like, this class is what has made all of us like get to this point in our career. And it's just really cool.
Well, that was my question. You answered my question. It was going to be, you know, how much did you learn from the other folks that were in the class? And I would imagine so, if you get that many people from different generational backgrounds, you know, and you're open to it because that's why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will learn. Well, that's congratulations. So when is the next one? This is coming up again, I would imagine.
Yes. So I think it was me this time.
I think it was you, but we're still
rolling. It was me.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
But we're still rolling, and that's fine. I'll do a quick edit whenever we just lost. I would imagine you guys are going to have that class again, and folks can register for it and they can learn more at the website.
Yes. So Leadership Bedford, we typically do it every other year. The way it fell this year was halfway in 2023 and halfway in 2024. Okay. So it'll be back next year for 2025. Okay. And I was actually in the 26th Leadership Bedford class. So it's been happening for a really long time. There are a ton of graduates. When I walk around like Bedford or even in Forest and Lynchburg, I will bump into people. And because I am who I am, I talk to them. And when they find out where I work, I would say like a good 50% of the time, they'll say, oh, I took that leadership class like 12 years ago, 20 years ago, what have you. And it's such a cool network of alumni because some people are retired and they're doing different things now. But a lot of people, a lot of higher up people, especially in Bedford, have taken this class and they have that connection and they have that experience and it's helped them get to where they are professionally. So it's so interesting, but half of the class is like working on your certification. It's a lot of book work. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot of like really thinking about things and doing exercises like the Pareto principle, where you have to manage your time and your priorities and stuff. And it makes you really think about what you're doing and what you value. And then the other half is like doing what we call community insight. So we had all sorts of like panels with nonprofit executives and higher ups and large businesses in the area. And we toured a bunch of large businesses in Bedford, which was really cool. Because you don't really, like, especially me coming from, like, a really tiny nonprofit, you don't always get to see, like, the full facilities of, like, Bedford Cintas or seeing everybody in Sam Moore and the admin know everybody on the floor's names and, like, speak with them. And it's so cool because you hear those things and what makes for a good employer and a great business. But to witness it and to be kind of, like, included in that and see behind the scenes, it is so cool. It really connected us, I think, to the business community and to Bedford more.
Well, it sounds like you had a great learning experience.
Oh, yeah.
And most definitely would recommend that to other folks coming up. And as the registration draws closer, you know, we'll keep people up to date on when they can register for it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the next thing that you guys have coming up on the calendar?
So we have a couple things. My boss, our CEO, Kayla, is actually getting married next week. So
Wow. We
are taking a small hiatus. We don't have our next event until April 25th.
Okay.
I know, just like a couple weeks of hiatus, but yeah. Still it makes a difference because we're normally doing something every week.
Sure.
But we actually have a ribbon cutting palooza that I am working on. And I can't give too many details right now because it's kind of a big celebratory surprise. But you should definitely mark your calendars for April 25th at 11 a.m. And we'll be having that at our office at 305 East Main Street in Bedford. And we're going to have a proclamation ceremony from the town of Bedford declaring the next week National Small Business Week in Bedford and the whole area. So that is going to be a lot of what we're doing, just supporting small businesses and cutting a lot of ribbons, especially for small businesses without a brick and mortar, because those people often aren't, like, you don't know unless you know, because you're not going to just drive past them one day and see their business. And so we really want to support them and highlight them that week. And later that day, if you're a chamber member, you should definitely come to this. We're actually going to be having a live at 5, which is our evening networking event, with Lynchburg Hillcats. So we'll be in a skybox. Nice. And I know it's going to be so fun.
Very cool.
But if you are interested, you need to go on our website and hop on that and RSVP. Normally, I don't have people RSVP for our networking events, but since we're in an exclusive skybox, I'm pretty limited on how many people I can accept. And as you can imagine, it's pretty popular, so it's filling up quickly.
Absolutely. Well, visit BedfordAreaChamber.com to learn more, to RSVP on that particular skybox event. And if you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, why? What the heck is wrong with you? This is an opportunity to network with 400 different businesses that you may not be doing business with. You might not be connected to them. And you could be in a skybox watching the Hillcats sidled up next to a prospect that you've been looking to do business with. And, you know, just having a nice tasty beverage, watching a game and having a conversation. Mm-hmm. It opens doors is what I'm saying. So BedfordAreaChamber.com, get on it and learn more about such a great dynamic organization. Well, Foster, thank you so much for joining us each and every Thursday. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to seeing you out and about.
Thanks so much, Mike. I hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and that brings us Theatre Thursday. Hi, Desiree.
Hello.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
And what is your name again, sir?
Harris.
Hi, Harris. Harrison?
Reed.
I'm sorry. Hi. Hi. Do we need to take two on this? No, I think we can just roll with
it. Like
it. Let's just roll with it. Because
so that's your usual response when somebody's like, Harrison, Reed. Like you just volunteer your...
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a pause. It was pregnant, and I didn't know how to fill it.
You filled it.
You filled it very, very well. All right. It's the segment where we talk about local theater that's going on, and this one near and dear to my heart because my kid's in it. So tell us about Seussical.
All right. So Seussical Jr. is part of a production at the Academy Center of the Arts. It's part of a week-long camp. So we have our students, we started on Monday, And they will be performing Friday evening and Saturday morning.
So can I just tell you how thankful I am for this particular camp during spring break? Because it has definitely solved an issue, but it's extremely fun for our kid.
Yay.
I mean, she is absolutely positively loving this. So tell us about the age range of the kids and everything that they have to do in the camp and then what they do at the end of the camp.
Okay. Our students range in age from 9 to 14. I think we do have a few that are younger than that who've been in other camps and other productions. And we've only been rehearsing since Monday and learning since Monday. But about 2 weeks ago, we held an audition. So all of the students who had already registered and signed up for camp came in one day for auditions. We had some who couldn't be there in person, so they sent in a video. And for the audition, they were singing, dancing, acting, doing all three. And it was a morning that we could get a chance to kind of see everyone and see what they could do. And then we sat down and figured out who was going to be playing what roles, let them know ahead of time. They had their scripts, so they were able to start learning songs and memorizing lines ahead of time.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, most shows in the community rehearse for months, Mm-hmm. You know, professional shows sometimes come in and get it put together in 3 weeks or so. But so the amount of work that these kids are doing is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if I could do it.
No, that's crazy.
If I was the one performing it, it is a lot. But as you know, kids are sponges. They soak everything up. So we do have that to our advantage. It's amazing because we have students who have done numerous productions. They've done summer camp, done productions at their schools in the community. We also have campers who have never done theater mm-hmm. at all. This is their very first thing. So that's one thing I love, to be able to work with all of those levels. They're all learning from each other. It's also neat, some of the kids in our production I have worked with in the community. Mm-hmm. Last summer, I participated in Annie Warbucks out with Little Town in Bedford. So a couple of the girls in our cast were in my cast for that show as well.
Nice.
And then another one of our boy campers is doing a show here at Commerce Street. We just had a read through last night. So that was kind of exciting to be able to work with my students in that capacity as well.
And it's really cool to see, because you see the repeat students mm-hmm. and you see the repeat campers who are really, really, really serious about it. But then you also get the opportunity, these kids get an opportunity to try it out yep. and see what theater's all about. But it's staggering, though. And what you had mentioned, they get cast, they learn their part, mm-hmm. and they do a performance all in 1 week.
Yeah.
And thank you for keeping my kids so occupied all day long.
Yes.
Thank you. But she loves it.
Good. And I mean, they have a lot of work to do. We try to make it fun. I mean, it's one thing, I enjoy doing musicals with students because I feel like it's, you know, they get to sing, they get to dance, they get to do it all. So I think that helps. But it is a lot to learn. I think if it were a longer camp, I would spend more time doing extra games and, having circle up, getting to know you. But we had to hit the ground running.
There's no
time for that. So, but we're excited. Yesterday afternoon was the first time we went from beginning to almost end of the show.
Okay.
At 3:25, wow. We had to stop and say, all right, guys, let's get out of mics.
Without a potty break.
We have to try to remember that.
Yeah, there are no nap times for these children.
No nap times. Yeah. Oh, good times. So the first time we went all the way through this morning, right now, they are starting to get into costumes. They're going to run through with costumes. And then tomorrow we have our final dress is really practically our first dress rehearsal mm-hmm. in some cases.
So what is everybody's role here in the camp?
All right. I'm the director of the camp. My name is, we went through that before.
We know who you are.
Harrison.
Reed.
Harrison.
Reed.
I thought for a second there you were telling me to read your name.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like,
that's
and, fair. And
those
I'm like,
homonyms will get you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll read it.
He's like, Mexican.
Where is it?
Who is this guy?
It's got to be somewhere.
I slipped you a note before the show.
Oh, the cue cards.
Yeah.
Read. Anyway.
Well, anyway, yes, I am Harrison Reed, and I'm the music director of this production.
Okay. How, from the perspective of, and you guys have been in theater for a long time, from the perspective of working with children, though, what is the most challenging aspect?
They're children. I mean, I can answer that, and I'm not involved.
Thanks, Desiree.
Yeah, there is a certain amount of... having to kind of keep things on track and keep focus going. Cause you know, yeah,
kids
are just kids. And you know, as much as they might love doing theater and being part of this process, they're still going to want to hang out with their friends and talk and you know, they've got all this bundled up energy that they need to get out. So that's like, I don't know. It's a double-sided coin. Because that's all, you can also use that to your advantage. That makes the process more fun as well.
Yeah.
But it definitely, you know, as far as time efficiency, it can present a bit of a challenge.
Well, and I think by the end of the week, they've all turned into, or most of them have turned into little pros.
Yeah.
100%. Put them on Broadway right now.
Yep. There we go.
They're ready.
There we go. I think we got a racket here. I don't know. Maybe not. It's the Academy Youth Theater presents Seussical Jr. And you can see the performance on what is it tomorrow, and then on the 6th as well.
Yep.
And you can get your tickets. Just go to academycenter.org. Just click on the events and click on performances, and you'll see Academy Youth Theater presents Seussical Jr. Well, thank you so much. Did we cover everything? Or I'm not rushing, am I?
No, I think we covered most.
Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss? Anything you want to talk about?
Well, you were asking about the challenge of working with kids, and
yeah.
I was thinking of something. Our choreographer, Ariel, who also happens to be my daughter, yesterday we were going over our notes after the camp, and one thing that we do in shows is when you run through, usually the director, music director, choreographer, everyone takes their notes, and we give notes, and you know, that's what we call it, let's sit down and do notes. And one thing that Ariel brought up, she said, kids are so hands-on that you have to work through a note. Mm. Because, you know, I think about, we often will get, you know, if we have an evening rehearsal, we'll get a note in the evening, go home, think about it, practice it, come back the next day, and the expectation is that you have applied that.
Yeah.
But I realized, you know, you can go and tell children this and this and this and this, but they really need a chance to work through it.
Yeah.
So,
well, but you guys have been doing a great job, obviously, by having these kids just come in on Monday, and then there's performances this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but they are little pros, and every performance that we've ever seen with our kid in these types of situations, they rock it.
They do.
These kids just rock it, and they don't miss a mark, and they don't forget lines. They're very, very professional. So we encourage you to get tickets again for this performance at academycenter.org. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For taking time today. We really appreciate it. It is Theatre Thursday, and Dee, we're double booked today.
Yes, we are.
Who's our next victim? A guest.
We've got Renaissance Theatre for 2 Samuel.
Okay.
It opens next Friday.
All right. So that's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer.
Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatray Thursday. And this is part D.
Yes.
Yeah. So D, who's our next victim? I mean, our next guest.
We've got Renaissance Theater here for 2 Samuel.
Hi there.
Hi.
How is everybody doing? It's been a while.
It has been a minute, as they say.
And it's been so long that your beard is getting as full as mine.
Yes. I'm doing this for the theater.
Ah, I'm doing this because I just don't care. So tell us about 2 Samuel. Let's do introductions. Rewind. And let's do introductions. Let's go right to left. Stage right to left. Yeah, you.
I'm Josh Quintero, and play Old Doc.
Old Doc.
That's right.
Okay, and?
I'm Hattie Bell Jones, and I play Jimmy Deanne.
Okay.
I'm Brandon Cyrus, and I play Frisky Madison.
Hey. I'm Mary Joy DiCarmo, and I play Omaha, Nebraska.
Wait a second. I thought you were going to say Scamper Juice.
I almost did.
Well, it's so good to have you guys in studio. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, tell us about 2 Samuel.
2 Samuel is our second play at Renaissance Theater for 2024. We're really excited. It is a drama comedy with a twist.
It's a dramedy.
It is a dramedy, yes. Yeah. And one of the things I love about this is we have a really big cast, which makes it very colorful, very exciting to perform on stage.
How many
and something
folks?
New every night.
Yeah. Something new every night.
Really, yeah.
We never know which way it's going to turn.
Almost every single character either has an understudy or is double cast.
Okay.
So, and it's not like we just have like an understudy show or a type A, type B type of cast.
Yeah.
So everybody, I am a double cast with Jimmy Deanne, and I know Mary Joy, and she has an understudy. These two don't. But like almost every single role, so it's like you're always playing with new people every night, learning new things. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, nice. Every show should have a different cast up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's different takes on all the characters, too. You'll have, you know, two people playing the same character, but they have different, you know, kind of ways that they play it, so it's nice. Yeah. It's fun.
This is interesting. So what is 2 Samuel about?
2 Samuel is set in 1949 Georgia.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
And
that's it. And you have to come to see it.
And you have to come to see it.
We have a small community, but a progressive one.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. We were the first, one of the only counties in Georgia to vote for Harry Truman.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And so we are pretty proud of being progressive in Georgia.
Very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah.
So.
Very much small town.
Okay.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some wild characters.
Very cool. Characters. Some hairy characters.
Hairy.
Yes.
Wild. And some lovable characters. I've grown thinking about this show and just all the subject matter and some of the questions about inclusion and diversity and
how things have changed and how things have stayed the same.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's very relevant to today's atmosphere.
So, Josh, did you arrange to have the lawn folks out right behind us?
I did not. does that mean I have to amp up my volume a little bit?
No. We're just fine, I think.
This is the sounds of the city.
It is.
You can't make this stuff up, Mike.
No, you can't. You can't. So this is really, really cool. So when did you guys start auditioning and casting and then start rehearsing?
It was at the very end of February.
Auditions.
And then, like, the second week of March, we started rehearsals.
Okay. Right. Go ahead.
And it's been really neat to see the progress that our group has made. It's a large group. We are mostly, just to give you a little bit of how the sausage is made, we're mostly off book, and we have 10 days left. We're really excited that we're making such progress.
That's fantastic.
And the rehearsals have been cool because with all of the understudies and double casting and all that stuff, if somebody's not there, there's always somebody there to play the part, and you do your run, and then the next right. person can come in. So it's been really neat. Yeah. Yep. Interesting.
Yeah. Different. Well, when I said 10 days left, we had 10 days till opening night. Please nice. Come.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now, maybe not necessarily these characters, but in general, in your entire career, doing plays and acting and performing, what are some of the more challenging things? Well, let's talk about your characters first. What are some of the more challenging things about your characters in this play, in this performance?
I think for me, it was the language of the play. Mm-hmm. Because in other plays, I've been able to, like, say my lines, but in a, you know, I can change it to how it makes me feel better for me. Mm-hmm. But in this one, because of the colloquialisms and the way that they speak in this small town in Georgia, I can't really make it my own. I have to make it Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't change it much. So that was the most difference for me.
Okay. Yeah. I know for me, it's really interesting, especially with this role, is because I played this role 6 years ago in high school.
Okay.
And with the same director. And so it's been really interesting because at that point I was 16, 17. So I still didn't know about, like, how to be a 20-year-old or anything like that. And so now I'm actually the age for Jimmy DeAnne.
Okay.
And it's been a very, like, oh, that's what that means type of thing. Like, a high school Hattie would never have got that. But gotcha. Now adult Hattie does, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? One thing I love about the old Doc character is he's kind of the... a little bit of the heart and the conscience of the town. And he really speaks into some of this subject. And he's also defensive of the town. He loves the town, but he likes kindness and he likes peace.
Yeah.
And those are all challenged during this play.
And he's the only one who knows the secret the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone has their secrets.
The plot twist.
The whole show is basically like how the town is going to react to this huge secret.
Okay.
And so it's just seeing what happens.
No spoilers.
When those happen. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Won't say what the secret is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just how that town is going to react. Everyone's different opinions on everything.
It's how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
But Doc is the consistent character who knows the whole time and is, yeah. Kind of teaches us how to react.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a little bit of time, and I always ask this question, or most of the time I ask this question.
Usually.
Of the actors and directors. What was your favorite role that you've played thus far? And what is a role that you aspire to play but have yet to get the chance? And just, there's no order, so just blurt it out.
Okay, for me, I think my favorite ever, when my first role in college was Shelby in Steel Magnolias, and because of my pink fetish and her pink fetish, we had a lot in common. But last year or a couple years ago, I played Marilla in Anne of Green Gables, and that was a really hard part because I had lots of lines and as playing an older person, and it was it meant a lot to me and her who she was and how she was meant a lot to me.
Nice.
My favorite role that I've ever played had to be Nicely Johnson in Guys and Dolls. A lot of great songs for him, and it was just a lot of fun to play that character. The character that I would love to play is the MC from Cabaret.
Nice.
So I definitely went to see that at Heritage when they did that last year.
It's definitely different from Frisky.
Yeah.
a lot different from Frisky. I'm somebody that likes those over-the-top characters, and the MC, you can just about go as over-the-top as you want to, and it's not enough.
Right. I can teach you to dance for it. I got you.
Absolutely. Nice. I'm down.
In the show, I was just going to mention, Frisky is the kind of the unspoken leader of Second Samuel. Did you know that was in the show notes?
I did not know that was in the show notes.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, he's the bartender in town, so he kind of has to get along with everybody, or You know,
well, he owns the bar. He's not just the bartender.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I own the bar, but yeah, but you kind of have to get along with everybody,
and the bait shop, which everybody needs.
Yeah, that's right.
In 1940s Georgia, that's a way of life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
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 exactly.
A role. My favorite role that I've ever done is probably Fontaine in Les Mis.
Nice.
It just meant so much to me at that time, and it's still just such a good role. I'll sing it in the shower all the time. One that I've always, always, always wanted to play is Millie in Thoroughly Modern Millie. So cool. I love tap dancing, so helps. Does both.
She's really good. She knows her left from her right foot.
Yeah. Surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
I taught Josh. Yeah. So
she taught me. Before Once Upon a Mattress, I did not know my left foot. And then Hattie Bell was like,
nice.
I taught him.
So I have a very short theater career, but yep. My favorite role thus far has been Inspector Goring. It was such a stretch for me.
Nice.
It was 118 cues. It was talking with a British accent. It was a stretch for me, and that was actually my biggest and almost my first speaking role. So nice. I thoroughly enjoyed that one.
Very, very cool. What's a role that you aspire to play that you haven't yet to play?
Goodness, there have been so many that have kind of come to my mind. I would love to play George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
Very cool.
I figured that character is kind of in my heart.
That is a great character, by the way. 2 Samuel, when does it open?
It opens Friday, April 12th.
Okay.
At 7:30. Doors open at 6:30.
And if you go to Renaissance Theatre, the fancy spelling, Lynchburg.org, you can purchase your tickets there. You find out all the information. And that is a great poster, by the way. April 12th, 13th, 14th, and then the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
That's right.
Guys, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to having you guys back again and again for each and every performance. So don't be strangers.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde, each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Millions of Americans. Take two. I had a burp coming up. Millions, take three, millions of Americans are excited to see Monday's total solar eclipse. Some are even making travel plans to the best areas to watch. But there is a problem involved. Bad weather is in the forecast.
planned a trip to go to Dallas to watch the big eclipse show. My special glasses are packed and a bottle of wine to really make it glow. But there's one thing that I might not see, 'cause what the weatherman's now telling me, come Monday, it may be out of sight. 'Cause Monday, stormy weather may rise. I spent $800 on a room and that sucks. Yep. And now the minibar's looking real fine.
Of course it is. All right, so Amazon, you know these fresh supermarkets, not the fresh market that we have, but Amazon has these fresh supermarkets in the U.S. And other types of supermarkets and things. Well, anyway, they had this cashierless checkout system. Did you hear about this? The system was called, literally, Just Walk Out. Okay, apparently, they had scanners that would scan, or supposed to scan, every item that you had picked up. And you could just walk out, and it would bill your Amazon account. Well, it didn't work, okay? They're removing the cashierless checkout systems now. We had a feeling that this wouldn't work, I mean.
And now, a detailed explanation of why Amazon is discontinuing cashierless checkout systems at fresh supermarkets.
Duh.
This has been a detailed explanation of why Amazon is dumping their cashierless checkout systems.
Okay, all right, let's go to viral videos. Okay, so how calm would you be if you were on live television, okay, when a 7.4 earthquake began rocking the room? Here are clips from two different female TV anchors in Taiwan. I said in Taiwan.
Hello.
Hi. That remained calm while reporting that one was striking their island on Tuesday and standing steady to do it. Here, in the first one, they show all the studio lighting violently rattling above her. In the second, you can see small parts of the ceiling falling near her. So here, listen.
Okay,
by the way, they immediately urged viewers to stay calm, and they never broke eye contact with the viewers. That's just amazing.
Hello.
Hi. All right, so here's a sleep hack. Some girl's sleep hack is blowing up on Instagram. Could be good in a pinch if you don't have your sleep mask. Here she is explaining.
I have been getting the best sleep of my life.
I'm going to show you how I've hacked this system. All you need is the sweatshirt.
So get the sweatshirt, fold it in half. The sleeves hang down. Sweatshirt over the top half of your head. Leave your nose and your mouth open. Once you get on your pillow, grab the arm sleeves and wrap them around your face. It's so comfortable. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Lack of oxygen. No, just kidding. Let's see. We're going to do that one in Stupid Criminals. What is this? What is try ringing a fish doorbell? You can ring a fish doorbell in the Netherlands via the internet to help fish migrate on a river. Here are some excited people on TikTok who helped run the fish doorbell explaining what it's all about.
It's finally fish doorbell season again, which is the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, I think you could describe them as horny fish. They've got one thing on their minds.
The thrill you get letting a fish through is unparalleled.
Okay, all right. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Let's do this one. Here's comedian John Heffron. getting on talking about getting into physical fights when you're in your early 20s.
I gotta tell you what, it's a different mentality, man. When you get in a fight when you're in your early 20s, it's a different thing going through your head, right? How old are you? 21. You can tell you're 21 because you have that 21-year-old, the puffiness that happens. Right? But when you get a fight when you're in your early 20s, this guy's age, all you're thinking is, all right, I'm going to crush this guy, sleep with her, then maybe get a burrito. It, like, doesn't... Right? It doesn't throw off the rest of your evening. My age in about to get in a fight, the only thing I'm thinking is, all right, what's my deductible? I don't know if I'm covered in this state. And let me tell you what, fellas, even if you beat the guy's ass, you're still gonna be sore. And unless that guy's nice enough to let you run out to your car and get your knee brace.
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here, lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. I dare you. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up on the program, we are going to get so much more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. If the police arrested Batman, he could be hit with a litany of charges: speeding, impersonating an officer, breaking and entering, trespassing, assault, or stalking. But DUI probably wouldn't be one of them. Well, anyway, this guy, a 42-year-old man in Michigan named Jamal Batman, was arrested for DUI last weekend. He could be represented by one of my attorneys, Bernie Batman. Anyway, his DUI was kind of obvious, by the way. The troopers saw an open bottle of tequila inside the vehicle, and there was more. Police said after Batman was taken out of the patrol vehicle in the jail, or at the jail, troopers located a small plastic baggie containing a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine where Batman had been seated. Batman was hit with four charges, DUI, his third offense, driving with an open intoxicant, possession of cocaine, and driving with a revoked license. He's being held on bond, $100,000. Oh, we have his mugshot. All right, here, wait a minute. Let's see. Where's the screen? There it is. Oh, and I don't want to sign up for your newsletter. Get rid of that thing. There he is. There's Batman. I'm Batman. And then there's this. We got one more, two more. Police in Cleveland have been trying to track down a guy who pulled a gun on a Burger King worker because his breakfast cost less than expected. Okay. It happened on Easter. He was in the drive-thru and ordered a sausage biscuit, hash browns, and two sausage, egg, and cheese croissant. His orders came out to be around $8, but he told the employee it should be more like 11. 38-year-old Howard Vernon was working the drive-thru. He explained to the guy that they were running a deal, so it was less than usual. The guy started yelling and swearing, eventually sped off. He came back around a minute later, though, pulled up next to another car, got out, and pointed a gun directly at Howard's face. He says the guy threatened to kill him and also used a racial slur, but Howard refused to run and hide. He just stood there until the guy left. Last we heard, police were still looking for the guy. Howard told a reporter, "It's pretty nuts. Someone would get so mad about their breakfast costing less," adding, "I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning." Yikes. Is there another story, or are we going to good news? I thought I saw something in here. Nope. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A bank teller in Australia saved an old lady from being scammed out of $2 million. The lady said she had to sell her house to get her boyfriend out of jail overseas. Marlena Karbowski asked to see a picture of him, did a reverse image search on Google, and found the same photo listed with different names. Here is Marlena telling the story.
And my first question was, please tell me when the last time he took you out for a coffee. And she looked and she said, actually, never. We met online. All the photos she received, they were online, but with different names.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And that is the good news, by the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out their United Way 5K on the Runway. It takes place April 27th. At the Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is a flat course, an absolutely positively flat course. When have you ever run a 5K in Lynchburg on a flat course? The only place to do it is at the 5K on the Runway with the United Way of Central Virginia.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the Runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?